Welcome to the December 9th National Armed American Radio broadcast. It was a great one. A couple things before we get started. Make sure you visit our sponsor, PennyGunAuction.com, this week, because now, between now and the 16th, you have an opportunity to pick up 30 free bids. Everybody gets 10. Use the promo code USCCA in caps and get an extra 20 for a total of 30 free bids. Use them next week. We'll be following the auction on the 16th live on Armed American Radio. The winner will receive their choice of several Ruger firearms. PennyGunAuction.com, promo code USCCA in caps. Also, don't forget your free reports, freehomedefense.com, and how to get a concealed carry permit.com. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the show.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I am Mark Walters, and this is Armed American Radio. You, the American gun owner and concealed carry permit holder, are mainstream America, and they are not. Bob Costas, for example, is not mainstream America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the only program in America dedicated entirely to your right to carry a firearm to defend your life and the lives of your loved ones. A right NBC sports blabbermouth Bob Costas thinks should be restricted. More on that bonehead momentarily. Guess I gave it away, didn't I? I've already called him a bonehead. Yeah. A lot going on this week again. There has been absolutely no shortage of Second Amendment news to discuss. As usual, most of it requires cleaning up the garbage piles and the remnants of lies left in the wake of the gun haters and the freedom haters. The hypocrites, like Illinois gun-grabbing, gun-control politicians, such as Democrat, imagine that, Illinois State Senator Donnie Trotter. Is it Donnie Trotter or Don Trotter? Don with an E. Donnie Trotter? We'll call him Donnie Trotter. We like that. Donnie Trotter. Who does everything in his power as a politician to strip you of your constitutional freedom to not only carry a firearm, but to merely own one, now charged with a felony for attempting to board a flight with his own firearm, a .25 caliber Beretta. Trotter, by the way, is running for Jesse Jackson Jr.'s U.S. Senate seat. The one vacated by him because of his bipolar disorder.
Oh, well, he's in the right place then.
Yeah. Of course, what's a little thing like a felony to stop a Chicago or Illinois voter, right?
Well, look at the guy he's replacing.
Chicago Tribune story, headline, on Thursday, December 6th, read, State Senator in O'Hare gun case freed on bond. When it should have read, hypocrite gun control advocate, Illinois State Senator Trotter arrested at O'Hare with a gun. But that would be expecting too much from the Chicago Tribune, wouldn't it? More on the Trotter case later in this broadcast. Back to Bob Costas for a minute, Chantel.
Yes.
I've never really been a big Bob Costas fan for a number of reasons, primarily due to the fact that, unlike many other Americans, I don't bleed some sports team's colors everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not a fanatic.
Yeah, I feel you.
Love my NASCAR. And trust me, I'm a Tampa Bay Bucks fan. Have been for over two decades. In fact, I had the first club seat season tickets with a 10-year seat license the day Raymond James Stadium opened its doors. And if you know anything about the Bucks' history, if you saw them play today and lose in the last 2 seconds when they were up by two touchdowns, you got to be a fan to support them for the past 20 years.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I'm a fan. I follow them. I keep an eye on them. But unlike Bob Costas, ladies and gentlemen, I don't live, breathe, and die by the athlete. I don't idolize athletes, and I don't place them on a pedestal as some kind of godlike figure. Simply because someone can run faster, kick a ball farther, hit a ball with a wooden stick really well, or jump higher or throw a ball into a hoop doesn't make that person a hero or a role model in my book.
I second that.
It makes them someone who can run faster, kick a ball farther, hit a ball with a wooden stick really well, jump higher, or toss a ball through a hoop. Nothing more. I don't drive around with flags on my car windows wearing a team-colored shirt with a specialty license plate that reads, Go Bucks! Bob Costas, on the other hand, has spent his entire adult life heaping praise upon the athlete, giving them a larger-than-life persona. He's not alone by any stretch. However, he is the only one who used a nationally televised pro football game, while this show was on the air live last week, by the way, to politicize the Kansas City Chief linebacker Jovan Belcher's murder-suicide. Jovan Belcher, as you know by now, murdered in cold blood the mother of his three-month-old daughter in front of her mother. Then a few moments later, offed himself in the parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium, leaving the child parentless. And during halftime of last week's game, Bob Costas said the following. Sean, you have the audio?
Yeah.
In the aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City, that most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life, since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained the next time ugly reality intrudes upon our games. Please, those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Jovan Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
Hey, Bob Costas, if I didn't possess a gun on November 18th, 2002, I would be dead today. I'll have that argument with you face-to-face any day you wish, sir. Later, Costas went on Bill O'Reilly, and when directly asked about his thoughts on your right to bear arms, Costas said this while trying to justify his on-air rant, and I quote, I didn't call for any specific prohibition on guns, never used the words gun control. I quoted from a column by writer Jason Whitlock. More on that bonehead in a bit also, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this. Jason Whitlock is the idiot, kook, sports writer who made the comments in a column that you heard Bob Costas repeat, and then who later on mentioned that the NRA is the new KKK. That man is not deserving of any further comment from us. So we'll just leave him at that. We'll leave him out of it. He's a fool, and we'll let that speak for itself. Later during that same interview with Bill O'Reilly, Costas then calls for more gun control and for prohibitions after saying, I didn't call for any specific prohibition on guns. Never used the word guns control. I quoted from a column written by writer Jason Whitlock. Later on the show, this is what he said. I believe there should be more comprehensive and effective controls on the sale of guns. When questioned further by O'Reilly, Costas then became some type of gun control statistical expert, saying this, and again, I quote, roughly 40% of the guns purchased in this country do not require a background check for purchase. That's right, Bob, because the private transfers have set the private transfers between me and my dad. There ought to be training programs for those who purchase guns, continuing to quote, there are. I don't see any reason why someone should be able to purchase, get this, military-style artillery and body armor and automatic weapons. Whew, good heavens. Only the police or the military should have that, and none of that, he says, get this, none of that impinges on someone's Second Amendment rights or the right to protect their home and their family. Right. Costas then went on to him and Ha, basically. He dug in his heels and he flat out admitted to O'Reilly that he would not want a gun, get this, to protect himself against a madman. When offered the opportunity to defend his own life by O'Reilly during an active shooter scenario, he was put on the spot by O'Reilly. I kind of like that line of questioning Bill wanted to get out of him. He was referring specifically to the Aurora movie theater shooting. Bob Costas chose to tell a national audience that he would prefer to lie on the floor and die rather than be able to defend himself, and I presume his loved ones. That's what he said. And O'Reilly said, wait a minute. Here's another opportunity to answer this. You're telling me that you would prefer to lay down and die underneath a desk, underneath a chair, than have the opportunity to defend yourself. Bob Costas, to my knowledge, never once, then or since, has placed the blame for what happened to Jovan Belcher and his family where it belongs, on the murderer and the suicidal coward himself, Jovan Belcher. Instead, like every other liberal kook I have ever known, Costas is avoiding personal responsibility and placing blame on anything other than where it rests. In this case, he's placing that blame on the inanimate object, the gun itself, as though it told Jovan Belcher to do what he did. He may as well blame George Bush. Typical liberal excuse-making. While I respect Bob Costas' right to be misinformed and ignorant, foolish and cowardly, he must also respect my right to give him this week's Armed American Radio Bonehead of the Week Award. More when we come back.
You're clear.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Omaha, Nebraska, we're talking to you a second go-around today. Was on the radio down there in Omaha, or up there, I should say, from where I am anyway, with Clint Bellows. Had a great conversation with him. But you know what I did, Sean?
What?
I took over the mic. I went on a roll, and he had to stop me twice and cut me off from breaks. You would have thought I'd never done this before. you gotta watch that sometimes.
Now, what were you doing? Were you talking about the Costas debate?
Everything.
Oh.
Yeah, listen, I want to make people – we said we're going to stay positive after the election.
Yeah.
And some of the questions I was asked were, you know, do I believe – that we're going to see them come take away our guns. We're going to see, you know, is Obama going to use the executive order to wipe out the Second Amendment? Is the gun ban, UN gun ban treaty, going to wipe us out? And my answers to those are no. No, they're not. I mean, come on, you've got to be a little bit realistic here. I go back to the conversation we had with Rob Pincus after the week after the election when we were on from our great affiliate, News Talk 660, WORL, in Orlando. The conversation we had with him, keeping things positive. There is no appetite for gun control in the U.S. Senate.
Exactly.
Obama is not a dictator. He would like to be, but he isn't.
Well,
and I believe that our Constitution is bigger than Barack Obama. And will he do dangerous things with the wielding of an executive order pen? Yeah, he may very well attempt to. But one of those is not going to repeal the Second Amendment. He can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless he wants to start a war.
Well, you know, first of all, who's going to come get the weapons anyway?
Yeah, that conversation, I believe, is ludicrous. It's ludicrous, and we're not going to foment that internet hype and hysteria here on the show. He hates your gun rights. He hates your gun freedoms. There's no question about it. It's documented. We talk about it week after week after week on the show, and I'm willing to have that discussion all day long, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. They're coming banging on your doors.
Mm-mm.
Because they're not. And my response to them is, if they want to try, it's Molan Lave.
Well, I mean, we
come
don't
take them.
Good luck. Also, remember, we don't even have the money to do what we got to do now. Who you gonna pay? If you ain't got no money, how you go? But you're right. That's just, I'm the same way. I don't see that happening.
Well, one of the reasons is the grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
What a great example of the grassroots rising up. This week, David Kodria will be here for the remainder of the broadcast, beginning in the next segment, to discuss the grassroots, among a number of other topics, the importance of which cannot be overlooked. And I guess I can tee it up with you now and tell you. Well, let me give you the rest of the – how about the rest of the guest lineup? What do you think?
I like this.
Barry Markowitz. Famed sports photographer from Hawaii, will be joining us today in the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're working on getting him in at the top of the second hour. David Kodria will be here, of course. We have a number of things to discuss with him, in particular the grassroots. And it's very important that you hear what we're about to tell you, because you make a difference. You make the difference. Not the person sitting behind this mic. We can help bring this together, but it's you and your calls and your emails. You'll understand what I'm referring to in just a second. But Larry Pratt will be here later in the second hour, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be discussing some more of the Jovan Belcher murder, suicide, and the fact that his girlfriend Cassandra may very well be alive today if she had a firearm to defend herself. We'll tell you the things Bob Costas can't tell you because he's clearly blinded by ideology. We'll have some fun with that. And then, of course, the roundtable. We just let our hair down and we talk about what we want. Let's go back to the grassroots for a moment, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Minneapolis this week up at our great sponsor, Gander Mountain, taking some photographs and watching some of the magazine be shot for the January issue. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really cool picture of me taken.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you'll be able to see that in the media kit, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to davidkodria.com and read the top two stories, you'll see that photograph and you'll be able to read what we're going to be discussing here on the air with David later on in this show. But I got an email while I was up there that was an email that someone had received from their neighborhood association.
Uh-oh.
You know the old homeowners association?
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh.
And in this particular case, the email was simply passing along the holiday safety tips from the local police department, in this case, the Woodstock, Georgia Police Department. Great little town, fun little town. And in that email, it said, look at number 9, but be sitting down. This one's going to upset you. Number 9 of the holiday tips was, leave your firearms at home.
Excuse me?
Thieves will take them and make the situation worse. I rolled my head, oh, here we go. Here we go. How many times do regular listeners to this show hear me say this regular, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
When you see this garbage, you must respond. You absolutely have to respond. Pick up the phone. Contact the writer. Contact the news organization. In this case, the police department. Send the email. Let them know you're paying attention to what they're doing. Believe me, it works. Now, in this case, I contacted David. When I saw that, first thing I did was I contacted the letter writer from the Homeowners Association. I said, what the hell are you doing? And I got a really funny reply back. I'll read the reply later, but I was called snotty, and even though I was exercising my First Amendment rights, and there was nothing snotty about it. I simply informed the letter writer that she was passing on information that could get someone hurt, that was suggesting that firearms be left unattended. And quite frankly, every thief in the area was great, was just having a hoot.
Oh, yeah.
The advice that the Woodstock Police Department are giving out. Everybody leave their guns at home and make my life easier during the holidays.
Exactly.
Well, we couldn't let that stand, could we? So the original person who wrote the email that included those tips, and with all due respect, she's a well-meaning individual, she meant no harm by this, just passing along the information, probably wasn't even aware of it, didn't even think about it. That's apathy. We could discuss that in greater detail, but we won't. There was no harm meant by her. She was passing along the tips from the police department, just doing her duty. That's fine. No problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I told you to sell all of your assets and turn it into bronze because in the next 20 years bronze was going to be worth more than gold, would that be very responsible of me to pass that around to the community? No, probably not. So there's a little bit of responsibility there. We could argue that. So I reminded her. I said, I replied back to her. I said, look, I wasn't trying to be snotty. I'm sorry you took it that way. I'm just being factual. You passing out information that could get someone hurt, quite frankly. And rest assured, you're correct. That is my First Amendment right. But I should remind you that my Second Amendment right allows me the right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I have already taken it up with the Woodstock Police Department. I'll let you know the results. Then I turned the reins over to David Codry. I copied him in on the emails. Oh, and the floodgates just opened. When we come back, David will be here to discuss the results of our grassroots efforts. You'll be shocked. Well, you won't be, because you get it, because you're mainstream America. More when we come back on Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Armed America, what a great name for a radio show, isn't it? I think so. If not you, who? When you see anti-gun ignorance and bias anywhere, whether it's a sign, a billboard, an email, a television program, a news program, an editorial, a letter to the editor, When you see this, it is your responsibility to do something about it. I say this to you all of the time. If not you, who? If not now, when? Sean Young, my producer down in Dallas.
Yes.
Sean, you get this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
David Kodria gets it. And you know what? Most Armed American Radio listeners get it, too.
Yes.
Because gun owners don't sit idly by and let this stuff go on.
Mm-mm.
We pick the phone up. We grab our keypad. We send a snail mail. We make that phone call, whatever it is we have to do. It's called grassroots.
Yes.
We have David Kodria on the line.
Yes, we do.
David Kodria, welcome to the show. How are you?
Always great to be here, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks for joining me early, in fact, to discuss this. David, this is vitally important stuff, albeit what I'm referring to. And I set the listener up in the last segment. I'm referring to a small town police department, but this has national ramifications, doesn't it?
Of course it does. And I think one of the things that this really illustrates is sometimes we get wrapped up expending all of our energy on a big state-level bill or a big threat from the federal level, and we fail to pay attention to what's going on right in our own neighborhoods. And that sometimes is where grassroots can be the most immediately effective. And I think that we saw that in what just transpired over the past few days.
I think we did. As I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, I'm referring to an email that was sent to me that someone had received from their homeowners association in the small town of Woodstock, Georgia. I then saw, David, when you and I talked, let's go ahead. You sent, and this is great, I love, the headline was great, because you used it as fodder for an immediate column in the Gun Rights Examiner. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read that at davidkodria.com. And the title of that first piece was what, David?
Oh, I don't have my computer in front of me, but it was something about a message IRC's radio host. I don't have it memorized, Mark. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That is what it said. It said, email to Homeowners Association for holiday safety tips, IRC's radio host. And you go on to explain exactly what happened in that email. And, David, I'll let you take this from here. What did we do?
Well, essentially what happened is that you let me know that you had been recipient of a forwarded email that essentially was from the Woodstock Police Department. We found that out, though, later through research. The person sending it on originally said it was from the Woodstock Sheriff's Office, and there is no such thing.
Right.
And it was a list of holiday tips. And for the most part, they were pretty good common sense holiday tips, except you get to tip number 9, and it says something to the effect of leave your gun at home, because if you take your gun with you, thieves are going to take it and make the situation more dangerous. And, of course, all the bells and alarms went off after that, because that's exactly the wrong advice.
Awesome. I love it.
Absolutely great. Definitely what I expect the college to be.
Sean, are you with me?
Yes.
All right, I'm getting a music feed in my headset. If you can correct that would be great.
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing on my end here, too. That kind of threw me off in this, so I stopped talking there.
That's okay. I want to go back and refer to what you had mentioned, that the holiday tip number 9 was essentially was the Woodstock Police Department, Woodstock, Georgia Police Department, telling people to leave their guns at home. That's terrible advice for a number of different reasons, and you and I took action. A call to arms, if you will, went out via your column, via social media. And I don't think it was, what, David, 15 hours later?
Oh, yeah, it was like within the wee hours of the morning that the Woodstock Police Department was responding and sending out emails back to people. And what I'd done is just to set things up, I shared with readers that Mark had tried to get things done more low-key by going back to this homeowners association and saying, look, this is wrong information. And they got huffy with him and said, oh, well, we got this for the police, so if you have a problem with that, pass it on to them. And I thought, well, wait a minute, you know, that's absolutely not right, because first of all, you know, not to build Mark up, because Mark is, you know, I talk to Mark all the time, and Mark's a guy who knows what he's good at. He also knows his limitations and all that. But Mark is a guy who's a national authority. I'm sorry, people, if you don't like that, he is. He's an author of a book on, you know, armed defense. He hosts a national radio program. I don't know how many cities this goes to. He's had trainers on his program. He's trained with the top people in the country, so that if he tells you that something is bad advice in terms of firearms, chances are the guy knows what he's talking about. And instead, what he got back was he got an accusation of, you're just being snotty, and if you don't like it, take it up with the cops. So, by the way. Yeah, when he brought that to me, of course, I thought, you know what, this is a perfect opportunity for what I like to call five-minute activism. It's a situation where everybody can get involved. It's real easy. You send an email. I also provided the Woodstock Police Department has a Facebook account and a Twitter account, multiple ways to contact them and to educate them and make your displeasure known. So we set that into motion, and Mark, I think it was like 2 in the morning, the poor public information officer was up sending out emails to people saying, okay, we changed the tip basically to say, don't leave firearms in your car where they're visible.
It was 2:48 in the morning when I saw the first reply come back. Now, I'm going to credit an Armed American Radio listener from North Carolina, of all places, for alerting me to the fact that the Woodstock Police Department had taken action. And I'll take this opportunity now to read you the response from the Woodstock Police Department. Each year, we here in Woodstock unfortunately see a rise in entering autos in our jurisdiction's numerous shopping centers and retail store parking lots during the holiday season. Corporal R. Milligan, the department's public information officer, explained, I'm taking this from your column, in taking a proactive approach to help our citizens during this bustling season, we annually offer tips to remind our citizens and visitors on how they can safeguard their valuables and vehicles. With our increase in entering auto cases, we unfortunately also see cases where the perpetrators see a firearm and enter the vehicle to take it or happen upon a firearm during the commission of the theft of other valuables, resulting in a theft of a firearm. With this in mind, tip 9 was included in this year's advice. I believe, though, the generic nature of the tip unfortunately did not convey the message intended. The tip was included to bring awareness to and warn our citizen base about leaving their firearms within their vehicles unattended while they shop this holiday season. Our intention was not to sway our public's opinion about self-protection. In taking this into consideration, I have amended our tips to include the following. Number 9, do not leave your firearms unattended within your vehicle. I believe this will help to provide a more clearly stated tip to our citizens. I appreciate the time you took to bring this need for clarification to our attention so that we here at the Woodstock Police Department can continually offer better service to our citizens and visitors alike. Now, as a result of the grassroots efforts, and this is not AstroTurf, this is grassroots, this email was sent out to everybody who was responding to the Woodstock Police Department. And I have no idea how many emails they received, but I will tell you this. I received the same response from Corporal Milligan that other letter writers did, which led me to believe that it wasn't just mine they were referring to, David.
No, they actually received a lot of comments on Facebook and on Twitter, and that was basically the prepared response. I mean, you know, the corporal is the public information officer, so I'm sure they worded it. Now, one thing that I need to see if I can figure out a way to go back in time, and there is a website called Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, and maybe there'll be tips from previous years.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. Hey, David, I need you to hold that thought. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I'll show you the email that I sent to the Homeowners Association. We'll follow up on that right after this on the Armed American Radio Network. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques
techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network.
What a great name for a radio show, Armed American Radio.
Armed Americans are mainstream America. You are mainstream America. Bob Costas is not. You are. He's the one that has to deal with it. The debate is over. The debate ended December 15th, 1791. Get used to it, Mr. Costas. And Barry, you too, by the way, while we're at it. David Codria, welcome back to the show. How you doing? We have David?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hey, the individual who wrote the email that I got the response from at 2:48 a.m. is a gentleman by the name of Mark Hamilton. I invited Mark on the show, and I'll see if we can get him on next week. It's the grassroots efforts, something that we refer to on a regular basis on the program. I'll bring Mark in next week. But here's the email that I got from that I got from Mark. And you see, here's how the grassroots works, David. When he received the reply back from Corporal Milligan, letting him know that his efforts worked, he replied, "Corporal Milligan, I appreciate your well-written, prompt response. Secondly, thank you for taking my thoughts in the spirit in which they were written. I hope you can discern which side I'm on. My prayers for safety are with you and your fellow officers. I hope each of you and your families have a joyous Christmas season." Mark Hamilton. You know, if that were coming from the other side and it were Sarah Brady, you'd get some goofy Twitter tweet thing from her that would be belittling and disparaging and calling, you know... This is the grassroots, and this is why this is so vital. David, go ahead.
Well, that was a point that I made when I did the follow-up on it and told people about the grassroots success that we enjoyed. That was the way I ended it up. I said, you know, it would be appropriate at this point to contact the Woodstock Police Department and let them know that you appreciate that they were receptive to this.
Yeah, I did that to Officer Milligan as well, and I replied back. I said, "Officer Milligan, Corporal Milligan, you're a stand-up guy. Thank you very much for everything you do for the community. Thank you for your prompt response. Stay safe out there. And thanks for what you and your fellow officers do to keep the community safe." And he replied back, 10-4, brother.
Yeah.
"Glad we could clarify the situation. Thanks for bringing it to our attention." This is how you get things done, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it works. Now, David, one of the things that you and I discussed earlier, and I think is probably the largest lesson from all of this, is that it's only our side that can muster this support quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's grassroots versus AstroTurf. And I think I also said that, you know, if we can see a reaction from the other side, my expectation is it's going to be a letter from an organization as opposed to a bunch of people mobilizing. And, you know, Mark, I've seen this phenomenon even in Southern California, which is notoriously anti-gun. I remember the city of Redondo Beach when I was living there. They were going to issue a resolution supporting the state's so-called assault weapons ban at a city council meeting. We had 100 people show up ready to speak at that meeting. We filled out the cards, and of course they saw which way that was going. They knew that this was going to be on cable television. They knew this was going to be in the paper. They didn't want to deal with this public embarrassment, and so what they did was they delayed and delayed and delayed until the end of the meeting, and then they passed a vote that they weren't going to bring the resolution up. So, you know, even in those situations, when you mobilize the grassroots, and I think the important thing is that if we all do it together and we all react, you know, kind of instantly and with conviction, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort on our part to get that done. An email, a tweet, a Facebook comment.
They see it. And sure. Let's expand. Let's go one more rung up the ladder, if we will.
Well, what they also realize is they know that they're being watched.
Thank you.
They know that this is not something that they're going to be able to bring up in the future. And the lesson extends to other communities as well, because you'd better believe that it wasn't just the Woodstock people and city government who saw that. This is, you know, kind of making the rounds. And now people have their eyes open. And, again, there's nothing more important than watching what's happening right in your immediate area. It's great to have your eyes on the horizon and be wary about what's coming over there, but being aware of your surroundings is the first rule of self-defense.
Yeah, now you may not get that same result in the little town outside Chicago. All right, you might not get that in Elk Grove Village or Naperville. You might not get a result like that. But the fact of the matter is they know you. You. Mainstream America, they know you. Mainstream America are paying attention to what they're doing. Never forget, they're public officials being paid out of your paycheck. They get paid from what you provide. And they need to know you're watching them. And in this particular case, great exchanges back and forth from all parts. Nobody got in anybody's face. And a positive result was had, and had very quickly.
Let me ask you a quick question. I know that you responded to the people who forwarded the email. Has there been any action on that yet?
Well, let's go there. I sent the following comments. As a result of the efforts of many of your neighbors and others around the country notifying the chief of police, mayor, and council members, because they were all included, of their terrible advice regarding firearms in one of their holiday safety tips, number 9, the Woodstock PD has amended their holiday tips page to better reflect their intention not to dissuade the community from their lawful right to self-defense, unquote, but rather keeping firearms from the bad guys in the community. As a result of their changes, and as you passed the advice on to your community, I am hopeful that you will resend the changed Woodstock PD's holiday tips page, along with this response from the Woodstock Police Department, clarifying their true intent. Not doing so leaves neighbors unaware of the changes made by the Woodstock PD that you originally passed. Now, I have not heard back from them, although I have spies that live there. And I'll know when and if it goes out. If it doesn't go out, I'll determine on how to deal with that later. Probably won't do a whole lot. And I do want to point this out. David, I believe that you believe what I believe. How about that? Follow that? I believe you believe what I believe. And that is that the original intent of number 9 is exactly as it was stated. Leave your firearms at home. Only the police should have guns.
That was the exact intent that I got from it as well. It couldn't have been written more clearly than the way they had it written originally. If they'd have meant to say, don't leave your firearms in your car because somebody might break in and steal it, well, you know, that's what they could have said, which kind of also speaks against having to leave your firearm in your car when you go into a no guns business, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does. Actually, that makes the success a little bit sweeter. Knowing now, that's not something that we told them. It's not something that we mentioned to them, and we don't care to. I don't know that others have. I don't know how many people have taken it upon themselves to do that. I doubt any have. But the fact of the matter is, they were given an out. They took it. And we let them have it.
Sure.
Because I'm satisfied with the results of what we had got. Now, would I have liked to have seen number 9 say, make sure to carry your firearms on your person? Of course I would. But I'll take what I got. And congratulations and a thank you to all of you who not only helped us here, but who do this in your own local communities. You are the solution to the bigger problem we face in Washington. When they know you're paying attention, it keeps them in check. David, you're going to stick around. When we come back, Barry Markowitz, famed sports photographer from Hawaii, that's right, the Big Island, will be joining us in just a few minutes. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Don't be that caveman. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Jealous me by the camera now, baby.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.